Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you as a male to out yourself, mm-hmm. or you as a female or a male, if you're dating or married to a male, we want you to out them for their mantrums.
Yeah.
Because listen, we all have meltdown moments, and that is a topic we do on the show. And that's a thing. Like, everybody just goes, I've had enough. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Men just do it. Like, we just have a...
There's like one small thing that just sends you over, and it's wild.
And like, so when we want to hear your mantrum stories, it can be about the thing that put them over the edge, mm-hmm. or it can be about the actual act of the mantruming.
Yeah.
Because sometimes...
Sometimes there's men on the floor, quite literally. I saw one of the stories.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Like, grabbing onto what they assumed was his wife's leg on the floor, throwing a mantrum saying, "We are not leaving until we get that TV."
Are you serious?
I am.
And it wasn't their own wife's leg? They grabbed somebody else's leg?
No, I think it was their wife's.
Oh, okay.
They assumed that it was the wife.
Fully reverted to a toddler.
Yes.
Did he get the TV?
Question.
I don't know.
Did it work?
It doesn't work for toddlers, but I feel like it would work for a grown man to be. I don't know why my mantrums come on, and they don't come on very often, especially now that I'm not married. They don't happen. Because who am I going to be mad at?
Just yourself.
But, introspection.
I hate this show. This is so bad for my psyche.
I think it's good.
My mantrum is really, what I do in my mantrums is I go on a walkabout. And in retrospect.
That's okay.
You need
a moment.
It's not, because
I kind of do that. I leave.
You take a moment. That's what I tell my nephew to do.
Okay.
He literally goes, I need a moment.
Okay. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
If that's what it was, then I would respect myself and say it's a good thing.
Oh, no.
But it's more of like a...
Storm out,
and why aren't you chasing me?
Oh, boy.
It's not my favorite thing that I do. In fact, the last mantrum that I had while I was still married, I like did the walk out, and when I got outside, it was really cold, and I was screwed, but I was like, I'm sticking to this. And I'd made enough of a scene that I knew I was going to get followed.
Oh, bud.
And then I went like up the block to a place where there's like a brick structure that has the name of my community on it.
Yeah.
And I hid behind that and waited to watch and see how long it took her to come after me.
Oh, no.
Is that not the saddest thing? Doing mantrums.
That's pathetic. Yeah.
Nobody knows it's more pathetic than me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm admitting
it's
how pathetic
so
I am.
So sad, and I relate to it so hard.
Thank you.
I do.
You really do it?
Because you get it like, I'm just going to leave. And in your mind, you're like, I bet you won't even come after me. And she's like, no, you're an idiot. I'm not coming after you.
Have you ever watched to see if she comes?
No, I'm just like, I've waited for the call, you know? And then I just end up coming home. She's in bed. She's hours ago.
So she never calls.
No. No.
So she's
where am I going to go? I'm coming back. She knows.
I just sat.
They're smarter than us.
Like, I sat on this rock structure in the cold for like 40 minutes.
Okay. I mean, like, I relate because Slacker, I don't know if you remember. There was a time, I think I like texted you when my ex pulled that. And I panicked.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was just like,
and he stayed out the earth. Whole night.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, see, I always come back. Because
it was like, is he in a park? Is he
yeah,
like,
yeah, literally no idea. Okay. Children, you guys are children.
But did he get the TV?
I did. I got a TV. I got one. All right. So I've admitted something. We've got some other stories, but we want to hear when you had a mantrum or your man thing had a mantrum. 303-222-5423 or text in 251059.
I've had a lot of the silent kind of walkout ones, like we mentioned. I also remember this one. I brought my son home from school one day, and I had been struggling with his lunchbox because there's no handle on it. And I would always just have way too much to carry, and it would like drop, and I would just get so frustrated.
I can feel the mantrum building up inside of me.
This
right
had
now.
Been going on for weeks. And then finally, one day, I just couldn't hang on to it anymore, and I got inside the house, and the worst part is my son saw all this and I took the lunchbox and I just slammed it into the sink just as hard as I could. It shattered. It broke. He's confused. My wife comes. She's like, what's going on?
I'm going to leave.
I bet you won't even come after me. You pack his lunch.
Oh my God. I hope other people are willing to admit what we're admitting.
Yeah.
And for sure.
And then it's like 3 minutes later, you're like, why did I do that? That was
you can't.
So
you're just like, in the moment, you just feel that like white hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's like it's gonna come out one way or another.
I was trying to remember. I remember distinctly one of the mantrums, not for me, but I was at a McDonald's, and I specifically stopped at a McDonald's at like 10:40 because I was like, I had been up forever. And I was like, I want lunch. I didn't want breakfast. So I'm standing there in line.
Oh no!
And the dude in front of me was the opposite of me, right? So he was there for breakfast, but there was kind of a long line. By the time he got up there, it was 10:40 something.
Okay.
And they're like, he's like, yo, Jake. And this is, McDonald's went to all day breakfast for a while there, and then they killed it in COVID.
I don't know what's going on.
This was a long time ago though. And they're like, sorry, breakfast stops at 10:30. And he's like, but I've been in line since 10:30. And they're like, he's like, are you telling me there's no more whatever?
God.
And he literally did the toddler thing like the TV guy. He sat down on the floor in front of it. So nobody else is going to order from that line because he's right there. And he's like, I'm not moving until I get an Egg McMuffin.
Oh, no.
And we're all just like, so then we all just had to disperse. We had to go around. We made like ants and created new paths. Okay.
And you're all just avoiding eye contact.
100%. Like, you're like, hey, dude, I don't know if like what? Because...
This was me last week. I get it. I know how you're feeling.
Oh, right. Bud has some big feelings.
So
okay.
If you have had a mantrum or your man has had a mantrum, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing, we're talking to people who've had mantrums.
Mm-hmm. Or they're outing their mans for having mantrums.
Correct. And Tiak goes to the other room to answer the calls, and we normally wait to start answering calls, like or whatever. But
I'm excited,
and I just think I'm creating a mantrum right now by taking calls without.
Do you think
him.
He's gonna have one?
He's probably gonna come in here and go like, "Why are you taking calls without me, dude? The song ended. What were we gonna do?
We had to.
We had no choice, man." Natalie.
Yay!
Mantrum. What happened?
I had the privilege of witnessing one at a Longhorn Steakhouse this weekend.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I love it.
He came in with a large party, maybe like 12 people, and the manager seating them, but they couldn't have the tables put together because of it's like probably a fire hazard. And he decided to sit and protest and not eat, not drink.
Oh my God.
Ask the rest of his party not to eat, not to drink. What? And then cussed out the manager to where the manager is like kind of this scrawny, nerdy guy and said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, sir, if you don't stop. And he just protests for about an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
He got his whole party to just sit there and not do anything.
For an hour and a half.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I wanted to get a picture of his wife who was pouting the whole time. She was right across from me and I couldn't help but watch.
That's not my friend. If you want to have a mantrum, go for it, but I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a part of your stupid thing.
I wanted my mother-in-law to see this woman's face so bad. I said, let me take a picture of your ring. I'll show you what she looks like. And I got her in the background and zoomed in and showed my mother-in-law what she looked like.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's an incredible mantrum. Tech, are you mad that we started without you? Because we were trying to create another mantrum. We were trying to get you to come storming into the room going, what did you win for me?
No, it's okay.
Okay, Robin?
Yeah.
Mantrums, what do you got?
So me and my husband were out to dinner. So then we came home and we got into the driveway and talking about some stuff. Well, then we were talking and came into the fact that I had bought some clothes for him. And so then he had a mantrum about it. And he proceeded to take off all his clothes in the driveway and in the dead of winter. And then he drove off. In the car, naked. Well, he had his underwear on at least because apparently I didn't buy those for him. And so,
you're damn right.
And he drives off, and we had a couple cocktails. So I sent him a message. I was like, "Well, this is going to be interesting if you get pulled over by a police officer."
He probably was just parked up the road and watching you.
Seeing if you've chased him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what we do.
That's so dumb.
I know.
I did not chase him because I was like, if he wants to be that dumb, then go right ahead.
I would have lit a little bonfire with his clothes, though, in the driveway.
Oh, wow.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time. Yeah. He'll do it again. He's an idiot. Chris? Chris?
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey there.
How you doing?
What's your mantrum?
Mantrum. All right. I was a college football player for a couple years.
Okay.
We were playing up at Montana State. All right.
All right.
And I'm not going to lie. We were making some poor decisions on the offensive side of the ball. We might have had a turnover.
Okay.
And our coach, he got a little antsy about it. He ended up snapping his clipboard over his leg and throwing it to the student section, and it hit someone, one of the Montana students.
Oh, my God.
That's classic. Classic mantrum. Classic consequences of a mantrum.
Yeah, I've had buddies punch hand dryers in the locker room, break their hand, and then they're out for the season. I've seen it all.
So he was probably penalized and cost the team. Nice. Perfect. Aaron.
Yay.
Mantrum. What happened?
Oh, man. So finally, I got me and my family into Casa Bonita.
Nice.
And I even made us all Cartman hats. My 13-year-old looks like Cartman exactly. So I made us all Cartman hats. And
it was
my husband and me, my two boys, and my cousin, and had a great time. And my husband was just, I don't know, I guess he was PMSing, or there's not really an explanation. We were walking around, and he just flipped out. I live in Castrock, so it's quite away from Casa Bonita.
Absolutely.
And he left in our car. He left in our car, and my kids.
He abandoned the family of Cartmans.
They're totally stranded.
He's probably just parked up the road.
Well, ask yourself this. Do you want to be in the car with him after he's eaten Casa Bonita?
No, the food is not.
It's better now.
Sneaking it up.
You've been, haven't you?
I've been twice.
Crack the windows.
Oh, my God. Shannon.
Yay.
Mantrum, what happened?
So this was years ago. My husband and I were at P.F. Chang's, either dating, newly married, and he always gets Kung Pao chicken. And I said, great, that sounds good. Why don't I get honey chicken and you get Kung Pao and we can share?
Yeah.
And he got so mad and was like, I don't share my Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah, no, that sounds familiar. He's probably just parked up the road a little bit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I think this has become my most favorite time of the show.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Do you guys ever think, like, people might be in their cars singing along to that?
I hope so.
Well, I also do, yeah.
You think?
I haven't thought that, but I know.
Yeah. I don't think they are. I just don't.
Please text in if you do.
Yeah, text in to 51059 if you're singing along.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. A very special day.
I'm not going to get used to it. I think the reason this was my favorite part of the show was because it was just before someone says program. And then it's like a minute in, I all of a sudden hate it. Okay, but go ahead.
All we want is one. Okay. Today, very special day in history, as it was in 1965 that Kellogg's introduced a new pastry called the Pop-Tart.
Shut up!
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
1965. No.
What was it? Oh, 85.
Yeah.
1985. Mm-hmm. That was Bowling for Soup.
Now they've expanded lots of different flavors. The best still, cinnamon brown sugar with cherry coming in at number two.
Cherry is not number two. I agree.
Strawberry is number two.
Everyone says strawberry. It's actually cherry.
It's cherry.
Cherry,
I'm sorry.
Nothing is good.
I'm sorry. It's actually cherry.
No, I'm sorry.
News, cherry.
No, it's not because you people like cough syrup then, don't you?
No.
Cherry, anything makes... Yeah,
I'll do
that
a good
you
cough syrup.
No.
Because it's like grape things and cherry things make me feel
they're
like
they're very
it's,
artificial.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a real... Have you ever had a cherry tea hack?
In a pie?
Oh, man. It takes me back. When? Yeah, in a pie.
I don't think you honestly... when it's cherry season...
I don't think the pies I've eaten have had real cherries in them, to be fair.
No, it doesn't. Like, when it's cherry season, either the Rainiers with the yellow still on them or just the Bing or whatever, I will go buy... I buy like one every time I'm at the grocery store.
We
just have cherries on the counter. That, remarkably, is exactly what a cherry tastes like. Okay. Now, when you fire down a nasty ass cherry Pop-Tart, that's cough syrup. It's different.
But the key is with any Pop-Tart, I think we can all agree on this. Gotta be toasted.
Yes.
And gotta be frosted. Gotta have the icing.
Yeah, the people who get the non-frosted just give up on yourself.
Yeah,
it's like
that's aggressive.
No, because it's like if you're already not being healthy, you think, oh, I'm saving the calories of the frosting. You're not. Just like what you've done is take something terrible and put it in your mouth. Like just do the frosting. Mm-hmm.
I've put butter on Pop-Tarts too. After you pull them out of the toaster, put a little butter on it.
Really?
Pretty good.
On the frosting part?
Talk about it in Family Guy. It's from there. So you put on the backside.
Okay.
And I've tried it, and it's pretty good.
I'm going to upset the room greatly. I almost never toast them. I just tear open the package and fire
Did
it
you
down.
Know one serving size, I think, is only one Pop-Tart? So why would they put two in a thing, and then you can't reseal it?
Yeah.
Addiction?
Yeah, I think so.
Or they assume you have... someone you love in your house that also shares your love,
or you have
cough syrup flavored
no self control.
Yeah.
Good evening.
You have to wait for the music to start.
Well, I wanted. All right, go. I was over the Pop-Tart.
Okay, sorry. I get it. So
I
was
all the time. It's fine.
Good evening. It turns out gaming is good for you.
No, it's
everyone
not.
Rejoice.
Okay, this might be the first time in a long time I do a nope.
I only read the title anyways. I got hyped.
Because here's the thing.
Because Hogwarts Legacy is officially, they're creating a second one, and that makes me want to redo the first one.
Means.
It's the Harry Potter game that came. It's so, Mia would love it. It's so
Mia
good.
Mia used to play the Harry Potter
Legos?
Lego game.
That's those are fire.
Those are fun to play. I'm going to say nope on this story, because on behalf of parents everywhere, we don't need our teenage children
that's fair.
Getting wind of this and like...
Because
my son is the...
Noah, gaming's good for you.
He's the biggest a-hole. And I will say this to his face when he's gaming. Like, you guys understand. I live in a palatial estate.
Yes.
If I'm in my living room, he is in another zip code in his room.
You sent a picture to the group the other day, and like, it was Mia... like miles away from you, and Noah was above.
Yes.
And just like, you could barely, it was like you were on top.
Noah was in that picture?
Yeah, you could barely see him.
Zoom, 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 zoom. I can't, when he's gaming, it's like, come on, and F. Yeah. And like, it's too much.
That's not good.
It's way too much.
It's happened a couple times where people have like asked my son, like, oh, do you play video games? And he's 5, and I'm like, hey, shut up.
Shut up. No,
don't even bring
know.
It up.
Yeah. Everyone is a Joe Camel when it comes to video games. So yeah. I will not stand for it. Video games are still bad. No matter what you've heard on other shows or what Aaron, what
well,
propaganda.
If you want to play games with me.
Good evening. Moore is another big day in history. 34 years ago, pop group sensation Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy Award because
that was today.
Yeah, it was found that they did not sing at all.
They really didn't sing at all.
Which I cannot believe. I've always heard. I don't remember that, but I've heard about Milli Vanilli.
You know it's true.
Yeah, I didn't know they didn't sing at all. I thought they just didn't. I thought.
Why do you keep doing that?
Because I'm emphasizing. It's like
you're not changing the word.
I don't think you have to do that.
But not at all. That session musicians had provided all vocals.
Here's the weird thing about that, because it's not like it was Pavarotti, and you're like, oh, I got it. Like this was so well sung that it would be ridiculous to imagine these two dudes. They were pop songs. They were terrible.
Right.
So like, why couldn't you just let these guys, why couldn't you just learn these guys, teach them?
I don't know. Did they ever get to the bottom of this? Was it like a prank?
Was it some test?
I thought it was one of your guys.
It was the same guy that created Milli Vanilli that created NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, that guy.
That documentary that you took my Netflix for or whatever.
I did.
He was a star maker.
Yeah.
And those dudes were gorgeous.
I think it was the same guy at least.
Right. The one guy had the green eyes and like, he's dead, I think.
I honestly don't know anything about Milli Vanilli.
They were just two handsome looking dudes with the dreads and the whole thing. And it was like, he was just a star maker. He was just like.
Was one Milli and one Vanilli? Were those their names?
No, it's much like Hootie and the Blowfish. No one in the band is named Hootie.
Can I tell you, I didn't know that guy was Hootie. I'm spacing
the Darius Rucker?
Yeah, no, I literally learned that like a year ago.
He's just in the band.
I didn't know that it was him.
Can I just say something? Like if you ever get the pleasure of meeting Darius Rucker, he loves it so much. If you approach him,
he does
and
not.
Say,
do not do that.
Hey, Hootie,
you're the one
who just did it.
I just learned that was him.
It's not him.
Well, I didn't know he was in the band.
He did sing on his album, though.
He did.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are
you done?
Yeah.
Nope.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so the show is based on... We're not talking about what you think we're talking about. This show, I love to give behind the scenes on this whole thing. So we all kind of like scour the internet. We go live our lives. Mm-hmm. And then we like email each other in the morning and we go, here's some of the things, some of the stories I've seen that might come up on the show. And we all kind of compile that and then we come in and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then there's some days where we just have so much personal stuff going on that we don't get to any of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get to a lot of stories in the last couple shows. And I was like, hey, guys, you want to just go through some of the stories that we didn't get that maybe we should talk about? And Aaron sends me a couple of ideas. She's like, hey, there's a story about this or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, we can maybe talk about that. And then TX like, I really think we should talk about the winter penis. And I was like,
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It floored me that you want, like, that story was buried.
I avoided that one.
I know, so did I. I was like, there is a news article.
I'm here to be an advocate.
About winter penis.
Yes.
Which is some sort of ailment. I don't even know what it is. I didn't even read the story.
You don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you right now. I suffer from it knows no season. It's okay, so
I'm here to be a voice for the
further ado, here's TAC, the latest advocate for the, by the way, coming up in, when's your gala? When's the winter penis gala that you're emceeing? Where is that? At the Lanny Clock Tower, the most phallic shaped.
I love that place, don't you dare.
But it's phallic shaped.
No, it's not.
Well, it's a big tower.
I would argue that the cash register building is more phallic shaped.
No, it's shaped like a cash register.
Is a clock.
You could have it at Reunion Park, which is absolutely shaped like a pee-pee.
Okay. Yeah, we could have
but
it.
But anyway.
We're working on the dress code, though, for the penis
Details
wall.
Of the winter penis gala okay. coming later.
Well, doctors. See, this is scientific doctors. It's okay. not just me making this up, okay, honey? I'm sorry.
Is this a dinner conversation from last night?
Yeah. Doctors warn that men may be about to suffer difficulties in the bedroom winter penis. As the temperatures drop, less blood flow is able to make it to certain parts of your body.
It is true. I will say this. Mm-hmm. Your body, when it senses danger, just says, you don't need your extremities.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it just turns your legs off, turns your arms off. I mean, I think it turns your legs off last, right? In case you need to run.
I think so.
That's probably smart.
But your arms, it turns off real fast. And I'd not thought about it, but it probably turns your junk off real fast. It's like,
that's probably the first thing.
Yeah.
Not on me, Aaron. On me, it's because I'm like a ninja. My body, after years of being trained, I could just be laying, like, I can't stand up, but I'm standing up, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, this says that winter penis can result in size reduction of up to 50%. It's a real ailment.
That's a lot.
That some people, maybe in this room, maybe not, maybe, might deal with, okay?
Have you found, Aaron, in your studies?
I have not.
You have not. Well, because, I mean, this implies that we're camping, right? I mean, like inside your house, are you saying that it just hibernates? That it's like, it's just like, right. It has squirreled away its nuts.
What? Oh my God. That's exactly
metaphorically
what I'm saying.
Speaking.
Yeah. Right.
This says that the body, this is where I have a problem with can we say winter penis? How many times can we?
Well, we've said it a few.
Okay. I have a problem with it because it says the problem happens when the body prioritizes blood flow to more important parts of the body in the cold, which to that I say, hey, body.
Yeah.
What's more important?
Yeah. Your heart.
Your heart.
Your
lungs.
Yeah. No.
Torso. Literally any torso. Other organ.
Torso. No. Torso. No. I need. There's one thing that I need.
And this is.
You're failing me, body.
Here's what you need to do. This is why the dad vest was invented, because you're keeping your torso like vests.
Okay.
Vesting keeps your torso warm. So then your body goes, hey man, we can just let the blood flow out.
Like we're
the
good.
Other places.
We don't need to panic.
Exactly.
Ah.
So like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've started my vesting season.
Yes.
I would.
So
like
you admit you have winter penis.
I don't. But because I wear a vest, I don't need my penis.
I do. Don't be ashamed, people. Text in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I think we might have to fire up the VD on this one a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure, voice disguiser.
We want to know, we're talking about cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
And not really cheaters of the math test kind.
Mm.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to talk about how you busted them. Because here's the thing, cheaters just find a way to cheat. And
that's what's so annoying is you can take that energy and, I don't know, put it into your relationship and make it better.
Uh-huh.
But that's also towards like the people cheating on their math tests.
Right. If all the time it took you to write your notes onto a tiny little piece of paper.
That's where we split on our opinion.
But like, So it was just discovered. Like, basically, we want to hear the weird way you caught him cheating, or the diabolical way you caught him cheating, whatever. Mm. I mean, I've known people. This was in the beginning of social media. It's not quite as common anymore, but like when Facebook first came out, so many of my male friends were just like using that as a dating tool to cheat on their wives.
Really?
Gross.
Yeah. By the way, none of these are friends of mine now. It's not any of my friends right now. Okay. I promise.
But just with their real names and everything and just...
Sort of. But then like what the women would do... So they're just trolling, right? They're just somebody with a hot picture. You're like, ooh, like that. And it's like, she's also from Denver. Oh, former cheerleader. And then their wives would just go amass some hot pictures, create a profile, and catfish them.
Get
them to like, that's how they all got busted.
That's a thing these days. You can pay someone to like,
to catfish your husband.
Yeah.
To slide into his DMs and like.
Yeah.
See, I have low enough self-esteem that I know.
If anyone needs my Venmo, no.
It's too good to be true.
No, 100%. Oh my God. This is an adjacent story, but like a long time ago, I was married the first time and I was doing a bar gig.
Okay.
And two women came up to me and handed me a hotel room key and they were like, heard you've never had a threesome. This is your shot. And they were so unbelievably hot that I was 100% TX. I was like, this is a trap.
Yeah.
This is my wife has found two hot chicks to approach me to see if I go, or this is some dudes waiting in a hotel room just to beat the crap out of a DJ.
Oh yeah, that's the other. That's scary.
But I was like, regardless, I am self-aware enough to know this doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. I really like how that's what stopped you and not like, I love my wife, I wouldn't cheat on
her. Two hot chicks want to be with me at the same time. I think I could have explained it to her and went like, babe, what would you do?
It's never happened before.
I had to. Well, what was I gonna? I didn't do it, Aaron.
Well, I'm aware.
Did you get to the bottom or you just let him go and you never know?
I just let it go, yeah. I was like.
You were right, though.
Yeah.
You were, I mean, not nearly hot enough. But you were right.
Not nearly hot enough. Yeah. No chance. The reason this is coming up in my mind right now is the cheaters knowing how to cheat. They have like WhatsApp. Everybody uses that. It's just for foreign people.
Group chats.
Right. But it's cheaters use WhatsApp like it's their job. Well, now they're using a new app and it's not even a new app.
It's just been around.
It's your Notes app because Apple Notes, you can now collab.
Make shared ones.
So like we have a collab thing in ours. So it's like-
You guys have a shared note?
Huh? We do as a show, don't we?
I'm not on it.
You are too.
No, I'm not.
You're really not?
I'm not.
I haven't put anything in that shared note in a really long time, but I swear to God-
Like literally the Apple Notes.
Yes.
I hate you guys.
No!
I am not- The only shared ones that I'm in are ones that I have created.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're really not shared on this?
No.
Is she really not?
I don't know. I didn't create it. So.
Yes, it has you both on there. Liar! Oh my God.
I will show you. I'm not on it.
You're on it. Go into your notes. You're on it. Anyway, what people are doing, because their spouses-
Shared. London itinerary, TV, movie, and mother's
because
burn book.
You hid me. I'm telling you, you're on it.
I'm not
or
on it.
Or you just never accepted it.
You sent the wrong errand. Anyways, sorry guys. Family drama.
God, we are off the rails. So what they do is you just have a shared note because if you're SIG others, check in your WhatsApp, check in your
text messages,
your
emails,
DMs, all that.
Yeah.
But they're never going to go in your Notes app. So you just like
you upload a picture. Yeah. And then you can delete
a picture, it. Go diabolical. Hey, meet me at so and so hotel. That's how
they see it, and then they can delete it.
Correct.
Gross.
But you have to know if you're messaging somebody primarily over Notes app, like they are cheating on somebody with you, right?
If like, right. Oh. But I'm saying if both parties know it's cheating,
okay,
and you don't want to get caught, Notes app has been the new go-to down-low sort of way. Here's the bottom line: if you've been cheating and you got busted in a diabolical way, we'll take your call. I'm guessing the bulk of the calls will be people who were being cheated on and busted their SIG other in an epic way. We just want your best busted stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Nobody else?
I mean, I busted mine through his email. I looked everywhere and then I saw a
specific... Hold on, you felt it?
I felt it. I did. And I knew I couldn't stop searching until I found it, which is also probably not a good sign. I get that.
But you wouldn't have left if you didn't find the proof.
Yeah.
Even though your gut knew.
Yes, and there was a second where I was like, I'm not finding anything. Like, I'm crazy. I'm creating something. Like, and then I found a subject line that was like, what is this? And I found it.
And then did you go down a rabbit hole?
Oh, a big rabbit hole. So many screenshots.
No. Why would you gather screenshots, though?
Because I obviously have to tell my best friends.
And show them.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's in our shared notes. You're not in that one.
I'm trying to figure out why you're not on this, because Tiak has said some of the most filthy things to me in this note.
I feel so left out.
No, he's not collaborating anymore either. Do you even have it? I don't think you do.
I don't think you sent it to us.
I did.
I truly don't.
Yeah. Do you have like another show that you're in docs with or something?
It looks like this is the way I got busted. You can listen to me weekday mornings on Carson and Kennedy in Boston.
I knew you were going to say that.
I had the same thing. I had the feeling, and I remember going to the YMCA to work out with the girl I was dating at the time. She left her bag with me, and I went in the locker room, and I went through her phone, and I've told this story before, but I saw a text that from another guy that said, I can't wait to make you squeal like a pig again. And I said, I didn't even know she could do that.
Explains the cheating. Yeah, though,
so it's
it?
Over.
All right. This could get really...
I don't want to be called
a pig like this
ever.
At all. All right. This is where we want your calls on when you got caught cheating or you busted them cheating. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We're doing busted. Basically busting a cheater. I have no choice now. I have no choice. I did this when we said we were going to do Busted. You left the room and I go Busted to Aaron. She's like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, it's this Young MC song. She's like, I don't, what song is that? And then she did this.
Is that the one that goes, this here's a tale for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to
Here's
get
the deal.
Female
she sang
jealous.
The whole song, T-Hack, but you're pretending you don't know. She's like, what song is that? Is it this one? And then she sang the whole song. Like, what? Yeah.
Yes, that one.
That's thank it. You.
That's it's so maddening to be in a room with somebody who's, okay. Bernice?
Hi.
Busted. What happened?
So I had a feeling my ex-husband was cheating on me, and I decided to take my son's iPad that had Wi-Fi and put it in his car. Because there was a pattern of days he would go out. And I was like, today he's going to go out. So sure enough, I tracked him and he was not at the bar. He was at a house. So I drove down the street because it was the same neighborhood. And I knocked on the door. No one picked up. So I let myself in and he was there.
Oh my gosh.
You caught him in the act?
No. I just walked in there yelling for him. You know, I know you're here. Come out. And he came down the stairs halfway naked.
Oh,
and the girl was nowhere to be seen, of course.
Wow.
Oh my!
It's very smart to use the iPad, but like, that's just dark.
I'm going to jail.
No, you're not going to jail. No, God, no. We love you.
Yeah. We support
I'm building
you.
A statue.
I go with you.
Yes, we're cool. Yeah. We're cool.
No, we're cool. We're good. No, that's an incredible story. Thank you. I couldn't walk in. I would just be like, I know you were there. Like, I'd confront later. Like, I'm
that's
not walking a, in there.
That's what really gets me.
That's
is,
another
yeah.
level. I can't do that.
Kudos to her.
Susie.
Hi.
Hi.
Busted. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. He got busted from his mistress because she was sending me letters in the mail. And then she was calling from payphones. And then she was stalking me. So she kind of did it on her own.
She wanted you to know?
Oh, yeah.
So she was trying to break up the marriage so she could have
like,
him?
I was like, why didn't she just stop then?
Yeah.
If she knew.
I don't know, because then she called friends and she'd be like, you know that she's the biggest, but she just got nasty. Like, she was just calling other people, but I had to get the cops involved. It was bad.
So you're not with the guy anymore, right?
Oh, heck no. Absolutely not.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Because there was just that moment where it's like, yeah, we finally got rid of the mistress, and now you're like, ugh, you need to get rid of both.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Clean the closet out. Okay. Thank you. Tiak, I don't know. I know you're working hard and you got a lot of calls. I don't know how much more I can do.
Because it's sad.
It gives me... Yeah. It's just so much anxiety. I feel like when you know somebody's cheating on you...
It's such a weird feeling.
Oh, God, it really sucks is. So bad. Because you're just like... And you want to do the diabolical thing to catch him, and then when you do it and you're right, you're like,
it's like I'm glad I'm right, but at the same time I wish I wasn't.
Jamie,
hi.
Yay.
Busted. What happened?
So I was actually the mistress with this gentleman who I had been dating for a decade.
For a decade?
What?
Yeah, it was about a decade.
And you didn't know you were the mistress?
This is my biggest fear.
No, I knew I was the mistress.
Oh, never mind.
I know. Doesn't sound as great. I knew I was the mistress, but I found out that not only was I the mistress, there was other people involved.
I mean, honestly, are you surprised?
Yeah, if you're...
I was when I found out it wasn't just women.
Oh my God. There's so many twists in this story.
So at that point, I went and got a full STD check just to make sure.
So he was okay. How did you find out? You read his emails or something?
No, I went through his phone and found out he was hooking up with some other females. And then when I kept digging, and I'm not on social media, but it was through Reddit. And when I started digging on Reddit,
familiar.
I found his profile.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He had posted an ad looking for an NSAFWB, which I had to Google. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, we're all Googling that right now, but not on our work computers. Everyone turn your Wi-Fi off. Hurry. Okay.
I found an ad he had posted talking about being a chill, discreet bisexual.
Wow.
And to top it off, he had posted that within days of his wife's mom passing away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
we all grieve different ways.
I guess.
Oh my God. Jamie, you're so much better off.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I'm serious. I can't do it. Like,
that more. One blew my mind.
A lot of twists.
So many. I have whiplash.
Deborah?
Yes.
Yes. Busted a cheater. What happened?
Okay, so I dated this guy for about a year, and there was one. He was starting to be distant, and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't get a hold of him one weekend. And at the time, I was working for one of the local broadcast stations as a production assistant in the studio, and I was running teleprompter. And so a newscast came up of this terrible accident of this van that rolled down I-70. And so our news crew was out there, and they chose like three cars to interview because the traffic was stalled. And the car they chose was his car, and he was in the car with his ex-wife. They were coming down from a trip from like Aspen.
What are the odds? Oh my God!
I saw him on the news. I couldn't believe it. I even like was in shock. And Eric's face was over there in the camera saying, "Yeah, we just came back from a weekend trip."
Did she just say the name of the anchor? I think she did.
I'm dumbfounded.
These are great, but I'm
dumb. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right. I really wanted Erin in the room for this, but she's, I don't know where she is. She's probably pooping.
She's off somewhere.
If she comes back in the room. Like, honestly, she doesn't. I think she thought we had a little more time here, but like she's somewhere in the building and we're just going to start this without her.
We've all been there.
She's not doing that. I know there was a client in the building.
Okay.
She was helping somebody out. Oh my God.
Helping them poop?
I'm in so much trouble. If she comes in, are we on in the hallway right now? Do you know?
Yeah.
Or if it's one of the other radio stations.
I think we are.
Because there's other radio. If she hears this, then she's not going to come back. So there's a story out that has me genuinely concerned about my mental well-being. Because it says, if you have too many pictures and unread emails on your phone, you might have a mental disorder.
Oh, wow. That harsh. What do you think? What's too many pictures? I definitely have a lot of pictures. I never delete pictures.
Here's the thing, dude. I have tons of pictures. But like, I've gone out on dates. And you know what people ask? Can I see a picture of your kids?
Mm.
Why don't we start a stopwatch right now and I'll tell you how long it'll take. Like, it's going to take me 10 or 15 minutes. I know as a boomer, I'm not a boomer, but like I could do the like somehow search. The new iOS update, pictures are not where they used to be. The library was just right there and then I could just scroll back and like, but I can't.
It's all, yeah. I keep getting into different, it opens up like a new folder.
I don't want to be there. No.
Yeah, I agree. I hate it. I hate it.
But, and I don't even know where to like just search because with Apple, you can kind of like type in Noah and if the AI has recognized him enough, then it's like, here's this picture. Like when my dad passed, everybody was looking for pictures of my dad and I just went in, typed Lewis and it was like, boom, here's all the pictures. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Really cool, yeah.
Right. But like, I can't find pictures of my kids on my phone right now. Ask me if I have any pictures of the last time I had sushi sasa. I have. I can get to that right now. Okay. I can just go like, here's the Maguro. Yeah. Oh, look at this Wagyu, how he put a quail leg on top.
That's your wallpaper.
That's it. Dude. So, but I'm a whore. Yeah. And then I take the picture to send to a sushi friend.
Okay.
And then
you think like, oh, I'll delete it because once I've sent it, it's, but it, you never.
But I don't.
You never do. Yeah. Here's what I do, especially with the kids, is when you go to a photo and there's a little heart, like you can favorite something. And so I have a favorites album.
Okay.
So I can go to my favorites and it's like, oh, here's the most recent album of my kids. But I just end up favoring all the pictures of the kids.
Right. So then what's the point?
Yeah. It just doesn't really narrow it down.
I don't know where the favorites went. I can't find it. Like, it's not obvious on the new iOS update where they are. Like, I used to go, like, people would go, hey, can I see a picture of you when you had the long hair? And I'm like, sure, it's one of my favorites. I don't know how to find it. I can't find it.
I can find that one. That's my wallpaper.
So that's one thing is the pictures, but the other is unread emails. I would like you to read out loud how many unread emails you have.
I don't even have to look. Zero. Because I'm anal about emails. I have to get rid of the notification text, too. I can't let them sit there.
I have 634. That's just in my personal account. I think my work email account probably has thousands. And according to science, it's some sort of digital hoarding thing.
Okay.
Where it's like, I might be afraid of letting go. Like I should just take a day and go like, look, Exter, my wallet. I love my Exter wallet. But they now they send me like three emails a week and I don't just get rid of them because I'm like, what if it's got a coupon code in there for when I want my next wallet?
Oh,
so I don't just delete it. So there's just like.
But
Exter,
you don't read it either. You just.
No, they're just sitting there and I know it's an Exter email. I know there's like stuff from the Perfect Gene and like different places I've ordered stuff and it's just all sitting there and I can't just go.
Well. Maybe to make you feel better, to put a positive spin on it, I've only seen this behavior in important people. Like my friend who runs hotels and stuff, he has a lot of unread texts, a lot of unread emails because people are trying to reach him. That more people are trying to reach him than he's trying to reach out. Okay. I am not important, so I'm easily able to manage all of my... It's just texting my wife back and forth, that's it.
So you think...
So maybe since you have a higher stature, people are reaching out, people want to be on the show, they want to... Send you stuff.
I love what
you're
trying to do here. But it's I think I have a real problem. Because you've shown me what a hoarder I was in real life. And I've stopped.
I showed you that?
Yeah, because you're a guy who struggles with it. And when you would talk about it, I'm like, ha, tiak, loser. But in my head, I'm like, I do that exact same thing.
Oh.
Cause it's just like there were times where I would like keep a plastic bag from somewhere because I'm like, well, remember that one time when you were like 17 and you needed this exact size bag to carry two 12 packs of Coors Light? Wouldn't it be great to still have a bag this exact size? And then you like put it somewhere in your garage in the, oh my God, what if I need two 12 packs of Coors Light bag? And then, oh, well, this dog food bag is somehow semi like reusable. And maybe the next time I need to carry dog food somewhere, like if I'm going on a road trip with my dogs, which I've never done, I might need that dog food bag. So then I would keep, like, and then I just have this pile of bags that I have some perceived weird use for, and you taught me that's bad, and I started throwing them away.
Okay, good, good. I struggle with it, though, because especially, like, then you go to get the two packs of Coors Light, and you forget the bag, so then you buy another bag.
100%! I told that exact thing! Or I threw it away 2 days before, and it's like, hey, Slacks, can you bring two cases? I heard you have a bag at your house. It's like, I don't, I just sort of... Oh my God. I'm going to buy another one. I swear to God, I'm never going to throw it away.
Don't read that text message.
I don't!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay.
This is a dumpster fire.
This room is not great today.
No.
Is there a gas leak or something, do we think?
I don't think they've ever closed that up. I think it's just constantly been.
Because I feel really loopy today.
I've been slap happy for like the past week.
But you took a long trip and like you're not coming out of it. But like I have whatever the ick is that's going around.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like hanging on by a thread. Here, as a total side note to what we were gonna do here, I believe I'm controlled by everyone but myself. Because like our boss said, like I had the ick and I feel a little better today. But our boss is like, oh no, man, it took me 3-4 days to get over it. And now I'm convincing myself that I feel worse. Why would you tell somebody that they're not out of the woods? It's like you're a cancer doctor and somebody's like, I'm having a great day. So, not according to your chart, you're not. You're dying faster than ever. Like, why would you do, like... Because right now, I felt really good till I saw our boss. And he's like, oh, no, you're not out of the woods yet.
What?
Like, so now I feel like crap again.
I was also not feeling good, but I came out of it. It was like 12 hours. So yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Dude, I'm going.
You're doing great.
I'm on 36 hours of... Anyway, so what we were going to talk about, what we are going to talk about are 10 relationship rules for men. And I thought we could just kind of gloss over this list and figure out why one of us can't shake his perfect wife off of the line, and I'm just driving a boat through a wake of dead bodies, just like nothing but paperwork and wives behind me. Woo! Number one, relationship rules for men. When you're in a relationship, don't act single.
Am I supposed to agree? I agree, yes. I agree with that. I always find that weird. Because it's like you are... I always thought like dating multiple people, whether you're a man or woman, like it's weird to me. Like you already have a relationship. Why do you want another? Like just have one. Put all that energy and stuff into the one you have and just make one better.
Thank you.
What series of iPhone do you have?
I have the Motorola Razr.
Oh. But when you had an iPhone, what one did you have?
I think the 12, old one.
I have 15, I think. Is that the newest one?
I think so.
Yeah, that's me.
The newest one?
Uh-huh.
But you trade in your phone. You get rid of the older one, though. You don't just keep
them. I know, but you're thinking thinking about getting another phone, though, aren't you? Aren't you always just like,
no. I wonder if I
could upgrade
pretty cool,
this phone
actually.
Here. I wonder if like, there's another phone coming out. Like in September, they usually release new phones. And in June, they have the conference or whatever. And I'm like thinking, if I can just make it to June, I'll find out who the next phone is.
Makes sense as to why you have two divorces.
You've been with men who do that. And I also think...
That's where my situationships are.
Because they
sure,
just want
end.
You.
Yeah. Because I put in...
the next one.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing. Like, I thought it was cute, my boyish behavior, but then when it's happening to you, it's not as funny.
It's terrible. Thanks.
This one's stupid. And we just talked about this recently. Don't let the lady walk on the side where the car's at.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dumb, Aaron.
No, it's not. It's really cute.
He can't stop a car.
No, but it's just the thought that counts. And like, I had a guy literally grab my waist and like move me over. And it was so smooth. It was so like just, it was hot.
Mm, yeah.
But
it's a good way to cop a feel.
But it's.
And you're against it?
But you know it's not real. I guess we're just duping you. We're making it seem like we're chivalrous and like we're going to take the bullet for you. But we can't. If a car's coming, if it hits us, we're going to launch into you and you're dead too.
It's not even just about like a car hitting you. What if it's raining, there's a puddle, he gets all the splash. I don't know. There's just other things. It's cute. I like it.
So
keep doing it.
So you think that's a genuine?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't act single. It's obvious. Yeah. And I don't think I really act that way. I think I did for a good... When you were in a band, you had to act that way. It's like you're on stage and it's like you got to be attainable.
It's a different lifestyle.
Yes.
Than what I currently live, for sure.
But like with the lady on the inside, I did that for a long time and then I realized the futility of it.
Do it again because it's so rare now that it's almost extra great.
Act your age, be mature. She wants a man, not a little boy.
Yeah. Mm. I'm okay with like a little bit of a silly goose, but you got to be.
I struggle with this one because the only way I was able to land my wife
100%.
Is kind of funny, right? Yeah. I can make her laugh.
Yeah.
But then eventually it's like.
If you mature up, you're alone.
Right. Well, but then also,
other quality do you possess?
Here's the thing. The quality of being funny. Eventually you reach the point where she says this to you. Is everything a joke to you? And you go, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But like if you flip the switch, she's going to be like, remember when you were fun?
Yeah, I know. So I'm stuck.
So. It's all about balance.
It's not about balance.
It is.
Not when it's your defining characteristic. Like, I feel like T-Hack is in a very precarious position. Like, if he turns the funny spigot off, he's going to borrow my boat. You're going to need...
Yeah,
I have lawyers. I have everything lined up for you, buddy. There's a few more here. Understand yourself and learn to differentiate love, lust, possessiveness, revenge, and blind desire.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you think you... Do you think I have a grasp on that or no?
No. Because
Let me try this again.
No.
Can I finish the sentence?
No. We've talked about how you love the chase. And that's part of the lust, possessiveness. And then once you get it, you're like, all right,
I'm going to need a bigger boat.
Oh my God, Aaron! I can hear you!
Yeah, good.
All right, we're only halfway through the list. We'll get to the rest of Relationship Rules for Men, If I Survive, next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The life of a diabetic, sorry.
So
this reminds me so much. I remember when I was a kid, there was a kid like younger than me who had diabetes. He was diabetic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he would like get to stop basketball practice and eat a Snickers. Because he's like, my blood sugar. And I was like, what about, that seems like I want that.
So we were in the middle of 10 relationship rules for men, and we want to get to the rest of the list. But
I need a snack.
Aaron has to eat sugar. I'm like, the song is fading. And Aaron's like, honking on Bobo. What are you eating? A Bobo thing?
Yeah, it's a great PB&J. They're gluten-free too.
Okay. So don't adjust that dial. That chewing is real.
Yeah, we're just keeping Aaron with us.
All right. So your relationship rules for men. Let me just recap if you're just tuning in. When you're in a relationship, don't act single.
Mm-hmm.
Obvi. Don't let the lady walk on the side of the street where the cars are, which is stupid.
Hot.
Act your age. Act your age. Be mature. And then learn to differentiate love, lust, possessiveness, revenge, and blind desire. What we've discovered in the four that we've read so far, my divorces should have been obvious to anyone with even an ounce of... Next, don't apologize unless you know why you're apologizing.
Mm.
No, but as a guy, sometimes we just... It's a default. Sometimes you just got to go, sorry. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. You take a shot in the dark. Yeah.
That's a toss away. I don't want that.
It's not
I
a toss away. You're obviously upset. And I'm sorry for whatever you're upset about and whatever my part of it would be.
So I want you to understand.
Yeah, but I don't have to understand what.
You do.
I don't, though.
Mr. Divorce, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Can't it just be like, I'm sorry?
No.
How about this? I'm sorry you feel that way.
No.
Hacks over there going, That's not a good one?
No, I don't think so. No.
Then what? So you have to actually,
sometimes it can be confusing.
You have to actually pay attention and listen and understand and be a caring person. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I caught you at the front. Now I'm just hungry for peanut butter. Okay. So always know what you're about. But do I have to explain it? Do you need the I'm sorry for it's the following three things?
It's kind of like your therapy things where it's, this is what I think you're saying. This is what I'm understanding. It's that.
Yeah. You're working together. You're working together to reach to a...
Do you really want to be in a relationship where you have to do that non-destructive communicating thing? Whatever it's called, something like non-combat, where it's like...
Oh, non-combative.
At the end, it's like after you've talked and made your inane points...
My eyes just rolled so hard.
That eye roll.
I felt it.
My
occipital lobe felt them back there.
There's divorce lawyers gathering outside the studio. You're not even married anymore.
Then I'm supposed to say what I hear you saying is.
Yes.
And then you get to say whether or not I got it right.
Yes.
But in a real relation, if you're meant to be together, I guess what I'm saying is once you're down that path, where you're having to I hear you say, you just get a divorce.
That's what's
gonna pull
good.
Out of that death spiral.
That's
the vows.
No.
That's
trust
what they,
me.
All right.
They're just suggestions. Okay. So you think that one's a good one, TAC, apparently.
Yeah.
Learn about bid for attention. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
We gotta learn.
Bid for does that mean you have to
is that almost
find a reason?
Oh, it's an attempt to connect with somebody by seeking their attention, affection, or other positive connection. So does it mean you should seek their attention and also you should be aware that they might be looking for you to validate them or give them some attention?
So it's basically just pay attention to your significant other?
Apparently, but we found a new Gen Z way of saying it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't expect them to call you all the time. The phone works both ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that happen to you in situationships?
Sometimes. Because the situationships are a game. I feel like in a real relationship, I know someone right now who has literally complained about how they want to be flirted with more and they're in a serious relationship, but so does the other person. So it's one of you needs to step up and do something.
You both want the same thing.
Yes.
But nobody's...
Correct. It's dumb.
No one wants to cave first.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this isn't the Spider-Man meme.
That's honestly what it feels like. And I'm
that's
a third
so
party.
Stupid. Yeah.
Poor Aaron, now you got to flirt with both of them.
Don't treat your lady any different if you're alone with her or with your buddies.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Are you good at this? Yeah, because you're just...
She makes me look good, so I would never...
And also, you're just... Don't take this wrong. You're just not manly. You don't do...
He's not a frat bro. He's not the type of person to do that.
You're not into sports. If there was a bunch of dudes at your house watching sports,
you wouldn't
be
like,
you grab some beers. You just wouldn't do that.
No. I call that not having friends.
So you would do that if anyone else on the planet liked you. Don't spend more than 2 years dating her if you don't plan on marrying her.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. I think so many dudes are just time wasters. It's free milk. I don't have to buy this cow.
That's terrible.
No, but that's the phrase.
No, I
wasn't saying, and I don't believe in that. You know me, I'm long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like...
That's good. I think a lot of times relationships go on to, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Yeah. Final one, don't text women one-word messages.
Okay.
Here's the deal. That's two letters, and I can beat it, because in the last divorce, I would just say...
No.
Okay.
How dare you?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of terror on an airplane. And it's not snakes.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like that. Okay.
I have a story. I had no idea that doing yard work could make you seem so dangerous.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Michigan.
Hello.
I was trying to think.
Is Michigan like, is Detroit, right? So I don't, what's Detroit sound like?
I don't know. Is it like Chicago?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I always just hold up my hand because they're
the mitten. Yeah, the mitten. Okay. All right.
Do you just talk with your hand up?
Yeah, talk with your, okay. Well.
There was a Michigan man who had several warrants out for his arrest.
Okay.
So deputies arrived at his home to arrest him, and he happened to be mowing the lawn on a riding lawnmower.
Okay.
Obviously, we can work this out. We're two adults. But he wouldn't get off the mower.
Oh.
Job's not done. So he ended up mowing some more, and then he took off on the riding lawnmower.
You're fleeing on a riding lawnmower?
Yep.
I don't know how to tell you this. They're not real fast.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, but there's something kind of cool about it.
No, Aaron. No, Aaron, there's not.
Well, the police officer went chased after him on foot.
Okay.
I assume at a brisk walk.
Yeah, just a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Power walk.
They ended up getting into a confrontation. The mower ended up in a ditch.
Oh, boy.
And the officer had to tase the man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He did have a gun in his hand, when he was tased, it ended up he shot himself in the hand when he was tased.
Oh, bud.
Just a big, big mess.
I need to know what happened with the yard.
Did it get done?
Is the yard complete or not?
I don't know.
He's been tased, shot, and ditched a mower.
Yeah, wrecked it.
What a terrible day.
Yeah, even on a riding lawnmower, he could not escape the lawn arm of the law.
You literally chose that story for that, right?
Yes.
That's the entire reason.
Yep.
I made it all up. It's not even real. It's real.
My story comes out of Portugal.
Ah.
Hello. Portugal.
I used to know some things in Portuguese.
The only thing I know in Portuguese
is... Obrigado.
That's, yes. I know I could say things that are illegal.
Oh. Okay. Well.
A Portugal flight was grounded for 4 days after a terrorist attack.
Oh.
It seems 132 hamsters escaped during the flight from the cargo hold. The rodents, along with some ferrets and birds, were being transported to a pet store. Despite the chaos, the rodents did not damage any of the electrical systems, but they did have to set the plane down because 132 hamsters! If it starts raining hamsters on a flight, you're like, turn this bad boy around.
Yeah. Oh, nightmare. Yeah.
They had to return to its home base in Lisbon.
Okay.
I don't have any hamster jokes or anything like that.
Nope.
All right, let's just call it for today then. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.